Heading just a few hundred yards further in the same direction you came, as the view opens up to your left, which is the east, look for a marsh below and the town of Newark in the distance. Here we have a chance to speak more intimately with one of the pioneering champions of the refuge and the bay, Florence La Revere. Florence, does that marsh below us right there have a name?
This is a setup.
That's a setup. Go ahead. What's the name?
That is a marsh that we have been honored to have placed in our name. That is the La Revere Marsh. We're so happy to be recognized in that way because that was a flat bunch of crystallizer ponds. After the salt company had abandoned it, it was useless for wildlife for the most part. And when the refuge manager decided, we can make a tidal marsh with lush vegetation out of that if we add water, and they let water in under the road going along, and Newark Slough is right here. They let water in under there, and look at it now. It's beautiful. It has endangered species. It's a place where people can walk and enjoy the marsh and maybe even see a rail. And even the flat areas that you see in the distance on this plot serve a function for kinds of wildlife that like just flat white areas. There's a little bit of that left in the upper reaches. But the wonderful thing about this view to me is that if you look at all the building, it comes marching right up and stops. Huge development right against the refuge boundary. And I know that if we hadn't fought so many years ago to establish this refuge, every place we're looking, and indeed where we're standing, would be built on.
We're looking east, but if we look north, there's quite a bit of land out there that I gather has also been preserved.
Some of that has, some of that's under question right now. Some of that is in the East Bay Regional Park District in the Coyote Hills. So that has been preserved, but we're not through there. There's about 90 acres just on the other side of the bridge road that needs to be given back to the bay, and a few hundred acres just beyond it. Those lands are particularly vital right now because sea level is predicted to rise. And if we don't save those lands, the animals are really going to be lost.
Florence, what message do you want to communicate to folks?
I'd like to communicate two ideas to people. One, wherever you live, wherever you are, you have the obligation of preserving the wildlife and the wild places, the wildlife that we share this earth with. No matter where you are or what stage of life you're in, you can contribute. You can go to officials and say, we want these lands kept. We want our children to see what animals lived here. The other thing is, you need to recognize what you have. You need to fight for, by whatever means you have, to preserve those. And then you need to be persistent, because it can get very discouraging. If you give up, you lose all chance of acquiring what you can achieve if you stick with it. And it's often years and years. Looking to the future, we have not finished what we started here. There are still thousands of acres on the bay. And as long as there are people who care and who inform the public by what other means that we have a need for what is possible to be restored, to be acquired for us, the people.
This concludes our audio tour of the Don Edwards National Wildlife Refuge. If you're inspired by what you've seen and you want to learn more about the efforts to protect wetlands in the Bay Area, please visit the website of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, which is sfbayjv.org. We also produce a podcast called Your Wetlands, and you can subscribe by going to yourwetlands.org. The Refuge Visitor Center is open every day from 10 to 5, except Mondays. Entrance gates open at 7 in the morning and close in the evening at 8 in the summer and 6 in the winter. We'd like to thank our guides, Mendel Stewart, Carla Tanner, and Florence La Revere. We also want to thank Cargill for their financial support of this project. I'm Jerry Kaye.